keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv and Addie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, almost 200,000 Queensland properties were subject to land tax in the last financial year, a new report from the Queensland Treasury shows. This rise is due to increasing prices of land across the strait, with owners liable to pay tax if the value of their property is greater than $600,000. This newly elected LNP government stated they won't be making any changes to this threshold. These figures show a 14% jump in the number of properties taxed from the previous year, with the Treasury to make over $2 billion from this tax in the 2023 to 2024 season, which is a $300 million hike.
A class action lawsuit against two Queensland state-owned energy corporations, Stanwell Corporation and CS Energy, has been dismissed in federal court today. It was alleged by the class action initiates, Ronnie and Nick Adamson of the Stillwater Pastoral Company, that the two energy conglomerates manipulated the bidding system in the national energy market by bidding late in the settlement process to artificially create scarcity of supply and spike energy prices. The federal government found in favour of the defendants, finding that the two energy giants did not abuse their market power. The initiates of a class action lawsuit have indicated that they may appeal this decision, but have decided to refrain from comment at this time.
In national news, the assets of the Australian battery manufacturer Redflow has been liquidated following an unsuccessful search for prospective buyers. The company was placed in administration in late August as a result of failing to gain the capital necessary to expand production. This is in spite of close cooperation with the federal government and contracts with large government concerns such as the Bureau of Meteorology. According to an internal company report, Redflow was hemorrhaging money and servicing warranties on batteries which failed within months of installation. The batteries are used in critical telecommunications infrastructure, such as the Optus network. Optus has said in a statement that it is actively working through plans to ensure that services and infrastructure are not impacted.
A new report has shown Australia's migration levels are still recovering from COVID. Numbers showing net overseas migration is still at 8,200 people short of pre-pandemic levels. Net migration is the difference between people entering and leaving the country. It was predicted before COVID to reach 300,000 before 2025. Yet numbers have shown overseas migration may be significantly short of this number. The prediction suggests that by the time migration levels return to a somewhat normal level, Australia will have a collected shortfall of 82,000 people over the 5 years of pandemic disturbance. Migration Hub Director Amon Gowan concluded that total migration was down 1.2 million because Australia has lockdown-level departures with arrival levels that have not compensated for the pandemic deficit.
In international news, French Prime Minister Michel Barnier's government fell on Wednesday evening after National Assembly passed a historic no-confidence vote, with both far-right and left-wing parties uniting against his leadership. The political crisis erupted after Barnier bypassed Parliament to push through a controversial Social Security budget bill, which proposed $97.9 billion in spending cuts to address the country's deficit. Marine Le Pen, the leader of the far-right national rally who proposed this motion, says the collapsing of government just 3 months into office was the only way to protect French from a dangerous, unfair and punitive budget. With 2025 approaching, this ousting places France in entering the new year without a stable government or a 2025 budget, though a new prime minister will be installed quickly.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.